Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host the show, Life After Happiness. Today, our guest is going to be Miss Delaware Kate Bonnes-Zach. I'm going to pronounce her name. Let me see if this is her. Is that you? Can you hear me okay?
Hi, this is Kate Bonnes-Zach.
Oh, hey, I didn't know if you had tried to call in, but I couldn't hear you well. So you're Miss Delaware, right?
Yes.
What made you decide to get into beauty pageants? Can you hear me okay? Okay, I think she might have gotten disconnected. The number that she can call in is 646-716-8659. Okay? Let's wait and let's see her call back. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm having some technical problems, so let's wait a few minutes. You there?
Hey, it's me. Sorry, I had to switch to my home phone.
Okay, but you're able to hear me okay?
Yeah, you're a little fuzzy, but I can hear you.
All right, let's try this again. What made you decide to get involved in beauty pageants?
I did my first one when I was 13, and it was the teen pageants are extremely difficult. I ended up just making top 15 at that point, and cried all the way home, decided I didn't want to do it anymore, and I didn't really become interested again until I was around 18 and was watching the Miss USA pageant on TV and saw Miss Delaware, and that's what really sparked my interest.
You know, it's funny. I wanted to let everyone know where I saw you. You got the Facebook message about where I saw you, right?
Yeah.
It was apparently I was on a bulletin board where a bunch of friends were, and the title of the bulletin board was Best Beauty Pageant Ever, Pageant Contestant Ever. And I opened it up, and it was your confessional about the Delaware Curse. And you were talking about how, you know, you actually felt bad for Texas and after a lot of people read that and saw that video. There were actually people who compared you to Chelsea Handler. How does that make you feel?
I've heard that a few times. I am extremely flattered to be, even compared to her. I don't think I have near the talent that Chelsea does, but I'm extremely flattered because I love her. I love her type of humor.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, that you made pageants more interesting. They were saying that they wish more people in pageants were like you.
Oh, that's awesome.
They were saying that, they were just saying that you were smart, sexy, and funny, that you had a future in stand-up comedy.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit of support. Of course, there's, you know, a few people from the pageant community who haven't been huge supporters of that, but thank goodness Miss California came along and, you know, just pushed me right out of the limelight, so I haven't had so much hate mail lately since that whole scandal's been going on, but,
I haven't really followed that. I mean, I'm going to make it a point not to ask you about that, because on your Facebook, you said that you were upset to even be a part of that. So, but it was like a lot of good things, and after I saw your confessional, I thought, oh, I would love to interview this lady. Because it's like, I think what happens, and tell me what your opinion is, because a lot of times the criticism of pageants, or at least this is what some would say, is that pageants, you're comparing a woman to another woman to another woman. And in the end, you don't really see which one is really, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, you know, pageantry is what it is. It's exactly what people see on TV. You know, I mean, I understand that the public can look at that as degrading to women, because we are parading around in sexy gowns and swimsuits. And it's different than doing, you know, a group sport or doing a talent where they're judging you on a skill. You know, pageantry is just judging you on who you are and comparing you with other women, and finding out who is the most beautiful and who is the most intelligent, well-spoken, you know, who has the best personality. It's all about just who you are. So I think it's a difficult thing to judge. You know, I've been a judge for pageantry, and I know, you know, it's difficult. I mean, you're, you know, having to judge a person just on who they are. So, you know, that I think that's how feelings get hurt, and, you know, that it can get, you know, a negative light from people who aren't really involved in pageantry. They don't really understand, well, how can you judge something like that? It seems so degrading.
Well, I think what it is that it's kind of the idea, some would say, and I'm not saying I'm saying this, but some would say it's like, look at a woman and say, well, that answer is a 9.5, and this answer is an 8.7, or, you know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I've heard many times in pageantry, if there was a different set of judges, you would have a completely different outcome. And I think you can prepare for a pageant and be physically fit and, you know, brush up on your interview skills. But in the end, judges are only human. And the fact is, if there's a judge who naturally prefers blondes to brunettes, then he's going to look more at the blondes. You know, it just subconsciously, I think he would end up scoring them higher because that's what he prefers. And the same goes for the interview room. If there is a girl who, you know, has a sense of humor, there may be a judge who really relates to that, but another judge might, you know, may find that uncomfortable, or, well, she doesn't take this seriously enough, you know, that sort of thing. So it's just personal opinion. That's why I have a hard time, you know, having my feelings hurt when I do compete in pageants, because I don't care if you're a judge or not. You're still human, and you still have a personal opinion on things, and there's nothing I can do to change that.
Let me ask you this. You know, in all honesty, I mean, I know you did that confessional about the Delaware curse. I mean, do you feel that there are just certain states that just have in the past done better, or do you feel that it's just because it just the Delaware just hasn't happened, or do you feel that that some states, this is what I'm wondering, do you feel that some states have, like, what I'd like to call, they're more pageant crazy than other states are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, a state like Texas is the, you know, the one state that has won the title of Miss USA more times than any other state. They won 5 years in a row back in the 80s.
That's amazing, because I remember one time, not to interrupt, but I saw a list of, it was a Miss America pageant one year, and they rated all of the pageants, all of the states. And what happened was, they ranked them, you know, like how high, like they were to win. And there was one state that was ranked 1 in 50, and they said the reason this was ranked 1 in 50 was because the current Miss America was from that state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to give it to a woman, you know, in the same state 2 years in a row. But so you say that Delaware, even though, you know, you were interested in it, you don't think that there's a lot of pageant, interest in pageants in your state, or do you feel that's true?
Delaware is not a large pageant state by any means. It really, you know, the southern states happen to be some of the best in pageantry. It's, you know, a very prominent lifestyle down there. You know, they have more pageant circuits, especially for younger girls. It's just a bigger hobby in the southern states, more so than it is in the Northeast. I would say out of the entire country, the Northeast is probably lacking the most in pageant winners, if I was to guess. I think the thing is, too, with Delaware, is we don't, because we're such a small state and, you know, we haven't done really well at USA, we don't have the sponsorships that a lot of the other states do. So whereas Texas is able to have the perfect evening gown, you know, the perfect color, perfect style, everything built for her body, You know, Delaware, we still do have a wonderful gown sponsor, but we have to go up to Massachusetts, and we pretty much have to pick off the rack. So we get whatever's there. We do get it for free. They do provide a great service for us, but we don't get that same attention to detail as some other states do. After Miss Texas wins, first of all, the Miss Texas pageant is in June, I believe, whereas the Miss Delaware pageant and most of the other pageants are held in November and December. So Miss Texas is groomed from June on up until April. When the Miss USA pageant takes place, she has much more time. They move her into an apartment, and she starts working. She just starts working towards Miss USA right away. That is just unheard of in the state of Delaware.
I was going to say something. Like, for example, when you get into, like, the Miss Universe pageant,
mm-hmm.
I've heard somewhere that it's usually Venezuela that wins. Is that true?
As far as the history of Miss Universe, USA has won more times than any other country. This past time, I had Venezuela picked from the beginning. She did happen to win Miss Universe, and she just had the entire package. I mean, she's beautiful and talented and sweet and just seemed very down to earth, and I think she had it in the bag. Next to USA, South America happens to have, you know, any of the Hispanic women really have an upper hand. I think that also in South America, pageantry is huge there. You know, again, women are groomed from a young age to be prepared for pageantry. So naturally, those women do better. I also, in my opinion, think that Hispanic women are accepted worldwide as beautiful. Whereas in the United States, we think Barbie is gorgeous, where, you know, that might not be accepted worldwide as gorgeous. But women of Hispanic descent, most people around the world would find them very attractive. So that's just my opinion.
Okay. But, you know, I think what it is what I liked about your confessional, and is I really felt like that what you said in that confessional was honest in how you really felt. And it wasn't, you know, it was like, okay, you know, I mean, I know you're probably, however you look at this, this is how I feel, you know, this is my honest opinion here. This is, you know, my honest, like, this isn't just, I'm not saying this for the judges, I'm saying this because this is how I feel. And that's what I really like about the pet. Huh?
I appreciate that. It was brutally honest, and a lot of people had asked, you know, was that put on? Did the Miss Universe organization write that for you? Was that all staged? And it absolutely was not. We were all given the option, I would say the second or third day of the pageant, they let us know that this year they were going to be doing confessionals, quote unquote. And we were just going to be put in front of the camera and no one else would be around. We could, you know, do it by ourselves or have a group of us, and we could say whatever we wanted to say. It would be edited if need be, and it would be posted on the website. Paula Sugar, who is the director of Miss Universe organization, would have to approve everything ahead of time, and then it would be posted for everyone to view online. And, you know, a couple of girls went ahead and did it. And, you know, after 17 days, almost, we were almost towards the end of the pageant, and I was on an emotional roller coaster, and, you know, nationals just weren't exactly what I thought they were going to be, and I just wanted to let it all out there and let people know what exactly goes on and how a girl from a non-pageant state feels, you know, to be thrust into this world of beauty queens. And, you know, I felt from the beginning like I don't really fit in here. This is, you know, maybe not exactly what I want. I enjoy being Miss Delaware, but I don't think I can keep up with this. It's just not for me. So I just let it all out on camera how I felt.
Let me ask you this. What would you have done if you had won?
Well, I have to say first I was prepared that I wasn't even going to place. But when I thought briefly about winning, I just said, you know, I'm going to take it for what it is. I will probably be a very different Miss USA because I am so blunt and so honest, and I tend not to answer questions in a, you know, a neutral way, like they say you should. I do have an opinion, and I feel that pageant winners, they, you know, pressure us to be intelligent and well-spoken and beautiful, strong women. And to me, that equals having an opinion and feeling, you know, free to speak your opinion, and not need, you know, have to remain neutral on everything. I could have been a very controversial Miss USA, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it would have been interesting. I mean, a lot of people were saying that, you know, I saw a lot of people after reading your confessional, they're saying, you know, these are people who really didn't really care for beauty pageants. They watched beauty pageants they didn't really care for, but then as soon as they saw you, they thought, you know, we need more people like that.
And that's what I really wanted to portray right after I won Miss Delaware USA. I had met so many beauty queens who I felt like I couldn't relate to. Even growing up, just coming into contact with these girls with the crown and the sash, and I'm like, I'm just not anything like that, and I could never be that, and I just didn't get it. I didn't, you know, feel any connection with those girls because they just didn't seem real. Everything seemed very put on to me, and to this day, even at Miss USA, I met many girls who it was very put on. You know, their whole attitude during the whole 17 days just didn't seem real to me at all.
It sounds like some of the people in the pageants, I'm not trying to cut you off, but some of the people in the pageants, they always joke that, you know, whenever you, there's a line, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Bruce Almighty, did you ever see it?
Yeah.
But there's a line in the movie when he says, well, you know, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to help and pursue for all mankind. And God looks at him, he played for Morgan Freeman, and says, well, that's a wonderful answer if you want to be Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the answer is sort of, everybody always assumes that, you know, that if you're a beauty pageant contestant, that you're going to say, well, I'm for world peace, there's a lot of jokes about pageants that, you know, that it's sort of it's like you're trying to win, and that the answer that you're giving is not necessarily your answer, but it's just more or less the I want to win answer.
Exactly. And I think they really push into our heads after you win, you are going to be a role model for young girls. And I understand that and accept that role. I just had an appearance today speaking to middle school age girls about self-esteem and whatnot. But I also thought, you know, young girls are very easy to manipulate, especially if they are listening to something you're saying and you have a big sparkly crown on your head and you look beautiful. You know, they will believe anything you say. I wanted to do more than that. I wanted women older than myself to look at me and be proud and say, you know, she does represent real women. And I still, you know, want to portray that. I want girls to know, yeah, I get breakouts, and, you know, my skin isn't always looking great, and I wake up with bad hair, and, you know, there are days I look horrible and feel horrible, and, you know, I don't feel beautiful every day. I'm just like, you know, every other normal woman. It's just I happen to like, you know, competing on stage, and that's why I do pageants.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the name Abby Current. Are you familiar with her?
I'm familiar with the name, yes.
Okay. You know, I don't know if you saw that I interviewed her.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I interviewed her, and I've actually interviewed, I think I've interviewed two other pageant winners. It was you. Now I would have been you, then I interviewed Abby Kern and another lady who had won the Mrs. Illinois 1996 pageant. And it was the thing about Abby Kern that was such a big deal. See, the reason why I had Abby Kern on was that I have cerebral palsy.
Okay.
It's real minor, but I have it. And you know, but my understanding is Abby Kern has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her on, and And but you know, it's sort of like I think what it is that, like, for example, what's your opinion of the swimsuit competition? Should it be done away with, or should they keep it?
I don't see a problem with the swimsuit competition. Honestly, I feel that the female body is gorgeous. It's been used in pieces of art for centuries. I mean, people appreciate the female form. So I think the swimsuit competition is, it's not, to me, it's not just some, you know, sexy, you know, girls showing off skin and whatever. I think it's really empowering for me personally. I think, you know, again, the female form is beautiful. It's something to be celebrated, and it's really celebrating, you know, women who are physically fit and confident with their body. So I'm a big fan of the swimsuit competition. I love it. It's, you know, one of my favorite parts of the competition, actually.
Actually, you know, another aspect is that you could argue that the interview could be seen as controversial as well. I mean, rating an answer, you know, I mean, I don't really know if, I mean, what I liked about your stuff that you say is, I'm not going to look at the stuff you say and say, well, that's a 10, that's a 9. It did sound like it came from your heart. It sounded like the stuff that was said out of your mouth was really how you felt.
It definitely is. You know, the biggest problem that I think people, you know, argue about in the pageant system is when it gets down to the top 5 question. It used to be that they would put girls in a soundproof booth and every girl would get the same question. So they could maybe judge that more evenly and they could score it more evenly. But now they're using 5 different questions and they're trying to put each of these different questions on the same level of difficulty, you know, of being just as personal, just as controversial. And that's how they're trying to judge. So that makes it a lot more difficult. I will say that this year at Miss USA, including Miss California's question, I thought all of the questions were completely relevant, were completely acceptable. They were all, you know, pertinent social issues. So I didn't have a problem with any of them. And I know that's been, you know, up for debate recently.
You know, you brought up Miss California. I mean, do you mind me asking about Miss California?
No, not at all, not at all.
I didn't know, I mean, if you wanted to talk about it, but you brought her up twice. I mean, what exactly happened with that? Now, I mean, I understand that she did some statement about gay marriage or something, and is that not what happened? Or?
She did. I mean, it's, she's been all over the news recently for a bunch of different things have come out since the pageant. She was asked by Perez Hilton that, you know, she was told that Vermont has become, I believe, the 4th state to legalize gay marriage. And she was asked, do you feel that other states should follow suit? And she kind of gave a little bit of a jumbled answer. You could tell she definitely had a strong thought in her head but wasn't sure if she should say it or not. And she did, in the end, just come out and say that she felt that marriage was between a man and a woman. And I was backstage and heard a little bit of cheering and a lot of booing, and it definitely caused a big problem at the pageant. There was actually a riot in the lobby area right after the telecast finished, because there is obviously such a huge gay population that happens to follow pageantry. You know, they are, some of our biggest supporters are members of the gay community. So naturally, quite a few of them were understandably upset, and, you know, it just ended up to be not a pleasant situation after the pageant. Since then, she's made appearances on behalf of NOM, which is a group that supports, you know, anti-gay marriage campaigns and whatnot. So she's, you know, really been pushing, you know, her beliefs of that marriage, you know, should remain between a man and a woman. Since then, I mean, scandalous pictures have come out, and you know, partially nude photos have come out, and they had, you know, press conference after press conference talking about if she should lose her crown or not. And in the end, Donald Trump decided just a couple days ago, I believe actually it was yesterday, that she would keep her crown. And it really seems like the California directors wanted her crown taken away. And today, the co-director of Miss California, Shayna Mokler, who's a former Miss USA, resigned from her position of co-director of Miss California due to the fact that she just doesn't believe in the Miss USA system anymore after Carrie was able to keep her crown.
Okay. What do you think about all that?
You know, I, like I said before, I'm blunt and honest, and I feel that everyone should be able to state their opinion. My problem with Carrie has been, I mean, naturally, I happen to not share her beliefs. I'm an extremely liberal person. I'm not a Christian. I'm actually agnostic. So, you know, we have very different views. I felt horrible for everyone who was offended by what she said. I was even offended by what she said, and I'm not a member of the gay community, so I can only imagine, you know, so many of her supporters, you know, being upset about what she had to say. My problem with her now is that she's gone on this rant saying that she is pretty much being, you know, crucified because of her beliefs. And she's, I actually heard a quote from her today on the news that she was talking about when she answered her question, she felt like Satan was in her head, you know, telling her how to answer the question, and then God came to her in her head and her heart, and, you know, she came out with how she really felt. And I think that's so offensive to compare Satan with the gay community, which is exactly what she's doing. To me, my mother is Christian, my father's Christian, my whole family is Christian, and I was raised in a Christian home, and we were taught that we are, Christians are forgiving, and God is a loving person who would never turn anyone away, that everyone, you know, is God's child, and that he loves all of us. That's how I was raised. And, you know, even though I'm not Christian now, I still believe that, that everyone has the right to feel how they feel, and, you know, whatever their sexual orientation is, well, you know, whatever makes them happy is what they should do. And for her to compare someone's lifestyle with Satan, I think it's just appalling and disgusting, and that's what's really, really just turned me off from her completely, is that she'd be so judgmental of people that have been supportive of her and the hobby that she chose for herself.
Did you ever have any conversations with her?
I did. I, you know, to be quite honest, during the pageant, I got along with Carrie. She seemed like a very sweet girl. We did have our problems during the pageant. She, an incident happened where she had gone to my roommate and told her some things that were completely untrue, said that I was, you know, spreading rumors and saying bad things about my roommate. So that kind of made me think, like, what's going on with this girl? What, you know, she comes off as very nice and then does something like that. So it turned me off from her, but I still remained friendly with her. I didn't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers while I was there. But, you know, for the most part, we did get along, you know, with the exception of that happening. And she seemed like a nice, intelligent, and beautiful, I mean, obviously facially beautiful girl, you know, and I knew she would do well. But when, you know, she's going on this whole rant, it's just completely changed my opinion of her, unfortunately.
You know, it is an interesting world, the pageants. I mean, you know, I think that what's rough is when, because a lot of people were, I remember the controversy of that, but I didn't want to, you know, I think what amazed me about you was your honesty, it's how you felt. It was really how you felt. It's like I think sometimes, not every time, but sometimes, you know, when you see a pageant, like one example that my sister's often brought up is in the Miss Universe pageant, when, you know, someone will answer a question and then to try to show off for the judges, they'll try to do it without a translator.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And of course, you know, then they wind up getting the question wrong or, you know, whatever it is because they didn't hear it right. And it's very obvious that what they're doing, they're trying to impress the judges by answering the question without a translator. And then it turns out that they need a translator.
Yes.
When in fact, I really don't see the problem in asking for one. I mean, you know, it's like some people have learning disabilities when it comes to languages. I mean, you can't be expected to you know, I mean, you see what I'm saying with all that? You know what I'm talking about in the Miss Universe statue.
Yes, and I totally agree with you. I think, unfortunately, Miss Universe does have to live in the United States. Now, while she is going to travel so much, she will, you know, she won't be at her apartment in New York very often, but she does technically live with Miss USA and Miss Teen USA in one of Trump's apartments in New York City. And I think it's easier for her if she can speak English, because she is, you know, her company who is representing her is in America. So I think they do happen to, you know, like a woman who is bilingual, trilingual, you know, whatever she might be.
Right.
But I don't think that should be held against her by any means. You know,
well, it's just, you know, like, for example, I think one year, and maybe if you can remind me the name of this person, but they had a deaf Miss America.
Yes.
And
I cannot remember her name, but I do remember years ago they did.
And it was supposed to be a big deal, and there was a lot of, and she got really upset because she thought that, you know, they handed it to her, that they, you know, and that really kind of was an, and then there was the whole, or another one is many years ago, I think it was the Vanessa Williams thing.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Where she went on to pose for Playboy, and then they stripped her of her crown. You remember that?
Yes. I was very young, but I have heard everything about it.
What's your opinion on that?
I think that as much as I love Vanessa Williams, you know, she broke contract by posing, you know, in scandalous photos. It's, you know, unfortunate because she's so beautiful, and apparently she didn't even need the title because she's gone far on her own. I don't personally think that that speaks negatively of her character. I think she comes off still as a very likable person, but the fact remains that she broke contract. That's one of the main issues that is written into our state contracts, as well as the national contract that you have to fill out once you are a state title holder, that says that if you've done any pictures that could be viewed as, you know, of sexual nature, then you need to disclose those and make everyone aware so they can be approved and it won't come up later as being a problem, which is exactly what's happening with Miss California now. That's why it's, you know, been such an issue, because those pictures weren't disclosed. So that's been a main part of the contract in many different pageant systems, including Miss America and Miss USA. I don't think, you know, years ago when Vanessa Williams competed, they weren't as lenient as they are now. So that was, you know, just a horrible, unforgivable thing for her to do back then. So, you know, I think at that time it was justified that she lost her crown, but I definitely wouldn't think, you know, negative of her now because of that sort of decision.
If it were up to you, would you have stripped her of her crown?
If it was me deciding on Vanessa Williams?
Yes.
Yes, I would have at the time. If that would have happened today, obviously, you know, with Donald Trump's decision on Carrie Prejean, I can't, you know, things have obviously changed. But, you know, if I had been there back in the day and, you know, was having to make that decision, I would have to say, yeah, technically she did break contract and she knew what she was signing on for, and, you know, she's in breach of contract. So following the rules, she would have to go.
Do you feel that, you know, when what do you think of the whole joke that every time that a beauty pageant contestant is asked the question that, you know, they always say they're for world peace? How often is that really said in the pageant?
That is never said in the pageant. Actually, I don't think I've ever heard a girl really answer honestly with that. I will say that while we were at Miss USA and running through rehearsals, we would take random groups, and girls would have to get there and rehearse what the top five would do. So in case you're called in the top five, this is how the formation is going to go. So they would call us up one by one in rehearsal and ask us a final question, just so we got the hang of it. And I always made a joke out of it, and I would put world peace into my rehearsal answer whenever I could, and make all the girls laugh. But as far as an honest answer, I don't recall who started the whole world peace thing, but I don't think it's ever been used honestly at a pageant that I've seen.
You feel, yeah, that's sort of a cliche thing, but that doesn't really, that's not, you can't really think of a situation where a woman has actually said that in the pageant.
I don't think so. I mean, we all want world peace, I'm sure, but yeah, it is just a running joke in the pageant community. I don't know where exactly it started, but yeah, pageant queens, we just, you know, love our world peace, apparently.
Apparently this is a true story, where apparently they asked one person who was in a pageant what's her opinion of the ideal date. You know this
yes.
story?
I have not about? Heard it, I don't think.
Okay, well, they asked her what her opinion of the ideal date is, and she goes, well, my personal opinion of the ideal date would be April 17th. Not too warm, not too cold. It's perfect.
That was actually in the movie Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
But let me tell you something. That is, before I saw that in the movie, I saw a man who had been asking people who had had a job asking women questions for a pageant, and he said that actually happened.
Well, I would love to see the actual footage of that, because I would probably lose it with laughter. Because I definitely did watching it on Miss Congeniality, but I didn't know that that was actually an answer that someone would have answered with that.
A real answer to a real question that was given. And I think a lot, but I will say this, in all fairness, you know, like, and I'm sure you're familiar with this particular situation, the name, you're familiar with this one. There was one case where they had and I don't know if it was Miss South Carolina or something. It was something where they asked her. They said, "Why do you feel that the United States such and such you can't identify it on a map?" I forgot the exact wording of the question, and she went on to say, "Well, I feel that some people don't have maps, and that they, and you know the case I'm talking." Right.
I do. I was watching. That was Miss Teen North Carolina, I believe. And yeah, I was watching the telecast live when that happened, and I just felt horrible for the poor girl. I think she was just nervous. She was very nervous, and I think too she was very over rehearsed. You can kind of tell when a pageant girl answers a question and she just starts answering with, like, something about social issues. Like, she went on and on about Iraq and South Africa and, like, things that had nothing to do with the question. And to me, that just said those social issues have just been pushed into her head so much that she's just kind of throwing everything out on the table that she can. She was totally grasping at straws, just trying to give a decent answer. when honestly she would have been better off just turning around and walking off stage, because it really was horrible, but I felt horrible for the poor girl.
Yeah, it was obviously, I mean, you know, I got to thinking about, because from what I understood, the next day she said that she was very nervous.
Yes, and you could tell. You could tell, and as she, you know, answered the question, she got even worse. You could tell she knew in her head, I'm digging myself into a deeper and deeper hole as I go along here, and there's just no way out of it. So it just got worse and worse as she went on. She was so nervous and just couldn't recover from it.
Did you ever meet her in person?
I never met her in person, no.
But you said one time that this year in Miss USA was probably one of the most controversial years.
Yes.
And the idea that...
due to the whole Miss California deal has made it extremely controversial.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever talk to the girl who won this year?
I had talked to her during the duration of the pageant. Not often. I wouldn't say I was friends with Kristen, but we did talk a couple of times, yeah.
How did that go?
You know, I was on other radio stations talking about how I felt, you know, naming names and everything as far as a few of the girls, so I don't want to, you know, just, you know, bang that into people's heads, but I personally didn't get along with Kristen very well. I didn't think she was the brightest crayon in the box, to be perfectly honest, but that was just my personal opinion. I think she looked beautiful during the telecast, and the night she won, she looked fantastic. She looked like a living Barbie doll. So that apparently got the win for her. Do I think she'll fare very well, you know, throughout the year? I don't know. Time will tell. She's working with an amazing group of people that will hopefully prepare her for all of that.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you know, you wanted to win, but if it couldn't have been you that had won, who would you have wanted to see won that had competed this year? The one you got along with that?
I wasn't, to be totally honest, I wasn't that hung up on winning. After about 2 days of being there, I said, you know what, this probably really isn't for me. I would be happy with another girl winning. But outside of that, my two picks for the crown, it was probably between Miss Minnesota and Miss Kansas.
Why is that?
And I actually roomed with Miss Minnesota. She was my roommate for 17 days. And at first, I wasn't sure what to think about her. She seemed a little bit cold to me, and I wasn't sure, you know, how we were going to get along. And really, by day two, I realized exactly what type of person she was. She was very focused, very driven. She's a professional model. She's used to the jet-setting lifestyle. Beautiful girl. I mean, just absolutely stunning. Multicultural woman. She just had very strong morals, values, and was just a genuinely sweet and very real person. She kept herself out of all the drama. She was really there to do a job, to compete, to get herself known, and she made the top 15. And I was really pushing for her, and I thought, you know, she's really, really got a good shot. Miss Kansas was, to me, the face of the pageant. I mean, I have never seen a woman so uniquely beautiful as Miss Kansas. I mean, she is the type that you can't stop looking at her. She just has these piercing blue eyes and just gorgeous structure to her face. I mean, just gorgeous and very sweet, down to earth, very friendly, very open with everyone. She kept to herself a little bit, but, you know, was a little bit more on the quiet side, but just as beautiful, you know, on the inside as she was on the outside. And I had very, very high hopes for her as well.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever talk to Miss Georgia? Because I'm from Georgia.
I did talk to Miss Georgia. Very pretty girl, ended up making the top 15. I don't know if she made the top 10 or not. I don't think so, if I recall. We didn't get to talk a lot. She wasn't one of the girls I got to be very close with, but I did definitely enjoy her. She was very sweet. Definitely there to win. Looked beautiful in her gown. I mean, just absolutely stunning. And she was compared a lot to the celebrity Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High with the dark hair and, you know, looked exactly like her. Just totally cute and, yeah, really enjoyed Miss Georgia. She was sweet.
Miss Texas?
Texas and I didn't talk so much.
You're confessional.
She was, and really, when I did the confessional, I was kind of like just drawing names out of my head. It wasn't, you know, personal attacks on anyone at that time. It wasn't, you know, meant for any of that. Miss Texas is just happens to be the opposite of Delaware. Delaware has never placed, and Texas has done the best in Miss USA. So we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Personally,
what did you say about that confessional? I mean, after she thought.
She thought it was hysterical. She actually came up to me the day after, I believe it was the telecast, that the day the telecast, that she approached me and said that she had seen it and thought it was absolutely hysterical. Personally, as far as Brooke is her name, as far as her personality, I probably would not get along with her outside of the pageant. You know, again, that's just my personal opinion, you know, and we just didn't really associate very much. But, you know, she's very different personality than my own, so.
Actually, what's funny is I never really followed the whole Miss California thing until I saw your Facebook thing, and do you think you'd ever do stand-up comedy?
I've thought about it. I've had a lot of people tell me, like, maybe that's your niche and you should really push to do it. And, you know, it's possible. I've considered, you know, doing the acting school route and, you know, trying to get more into performance and see how it goes. So it's a definite possibility.
Do you feel like different states kind of send a different kind of girls to certain pageants? Like, for example, I mean, there does seem to be a difference in the cultures of the state, that the state sort of gets associated with certain mindset or mentality or culture. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes. Yes.
It's actually kind of funny. This is like, for example, the District of Columbia is not a state, but she's represented in the Miss USA pageant.
Yes.
I don't know if you actually talked to her or not.
I did. I really liked Nicole, and we're both East Coast girls. And you're absolutely right that girls from certain states or even certain regions of the country had a lot in common with each other, and many of us Northeast girls really happened to get along the best. And a lot of the Southern girls hung out with each other. And, you know, Midwest, same thing. They all just kind of gravitate towards each other. So, you know, Washington, D.C. and I and me and Maryland, Jersey, Pennsylvania, we all got along famously. And one of my best friends I made there was from New Hampshire. So, you know, and New York as well. So we all sort of, you know, happen to gravitate towards each other.
Let me ask you this. Did you get along with Miss Hawaii?
I did. I wasn't happy with what she had posted on her confessional, because she did a confessional as well with Miss California, where they got in front of the camera and said their little bit. And they were actually kind of busting on one of my good friends there. So I didn't like that so much. But outside of that, personally, I got along with Hawaii very well, yes.
Actually, what is funny is, you know, I was going to jokingly say to you, but, Miss Hawaii really got a bad deal with the K-coin. So, well, because they came out last.
That?
You know the state coins, when they were coming out, the state coins?
Yes.
And which state came out first?
I don't think it was Delaware.
Actually, it was Delaware, because they came out in the order that the state joined the union.
Oh, was it? Well, then Delaware should have been first. But, yeah, I didn't collect them or anything, so.
Yes, it was last. Hawaii.
Yes, had to have been Hawaii.
So you lucked out on that.
I did. Delaware gets to come first for something, right?
Well, yeah, I was going to tell you that. I thought, you know, I had this image in my mind of you, of your reaction when I told you that. I thought you were going to say something funny like, yeah, right.
No, to be totally honest, I don't understand why so many people don't, like, realize Delaware and don't even recognize Delaware as a state. I seriously asked even a few members of the film crew did not know where Delaware was. When I said, like, do you even know where Delaware is? They said, oh, yeah,
they,
you're up there, like, with Vermont or New Hampshire, right? And I'm like, no.
They didn't mean the first state. It's the first state in the United States.
Exactly.
I mean.
I'm like, we're the first state, and Vice President Joe Biden is from Delaware. Like, how can you not be aware of Delaware? Not to mention we're the Diamond State, girl's best friend, and the home of tax-free shopping. I mean, you have to be aware of Delaware for those two reasons alone, in my opinion.
You do, you know, every state sort of has, like, something famous associated with, like, for example, we're in Georgia, we have Coca-Cola, you know, Georgia's here in California. I mean, I think that there does seem to be, you know, like, when it comes to a certain state, it's like, and when, like, pageants just seem to be certain, some bigger, and it's funny that you would think that, you know, that, once you start winning a pageant, like say the state pageant, that they would not. It seems, I'm rambling. Trying to get the words out. That they were emphasis on you carrying out your tenure as your state title, instead of what you said, like with Texas. It's like Texas is moved from its USA, but. The question that, you know, a lot of people I might want to ask is, well, what's wrong with her trying to be Miss Texas?
Well, I think, you know, certain states, it really depends on who the directors are. It depends on how much faith they have in the girl who happened to win the title. And, you know, there are some states that focus much more on your appearances within your state. And they want to get your face out there. They want you doing the parades and, you know, all different events, nonprofit, you know, events and things like that. And other states, you know, they really focus on preparing you for Miss USA. Now, I still have 6 months left of my reign, a little over 6 months. And, you know, my directors were the type to focus mostly on my preparation for Miss USA during those first few months. Now that that's over, I can really enjoy my time being just Miss Delaware USA, and I can put a lot of my efforts into my appearances. But I think most of the states really do handle it that way, that, you know, we can really focus on you just being, you know, Miss whatever state after we get done the task at hand, which is nationals. And it does take a lot of time, and I needed, you know, every day of preparation that I had available for me, I needed in order to get ready for Miss USA.
Now, Miss Universe is, like, the biggest one out there, right?
Yes.
If you win Miss Universe, there's no pageant above that, right?
No. You are queen of the world.
And if you had gone on to win Miss Universe, what would you have gone through your mind?
That, I can't even think. When I think about the words Kate Banaszak, Miss Universe, that just doesn't sink in at all. I probably would have fainted if I ever was to become Miss Universe. I could only take that in stride. I wouldn't know how else to deal with that. I mean, I don't think that's something anyone can really prepare for. I mean, it's such a life change to be doing something like that. So I don't think that would ever sink in for me. Even if I was Miss Universe, I think I would have to remind myself every day.
Yeah, it'd be like, this really happened? You would have thought, I mean, I'm not saying that you wouldn't deserve it, but I mean, you know, some people, like when something happens to them, they're saying, okay, wait a minute, did this happen? This is a joke, right?
Yes. And
you know?
that was even how I felt at Miss Delaware USA, to be honest. I competed for a total of 4 years. I finally won on my fourth time, and that doesn't happen very often in the Miss Delaware system. Some other states, you know, girls try year after year after year and finally win, but in Delaware, usually 1 or 2 years, and then a girl will take home the crown. So I tried for a long time and had never even cracked into the top five. And then all of a sudden, I go in on my fourth year and made the top 12 and then made it to the top five and go figure, went ahead and won. I pretty much came out of nowhere. So it was surreal. I remember just saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, a million times. And people were like, oh my God, how does it feel? And I said, it's like a dream. It's not real yet. And it really didn't sink in for a good couple of weeks. I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was just up on cloud nine.
You feel that, that sometimes, you know, when you give an answer, you feel like you're sometimes pressured to give a certain answer, or do you feel like it is how you really feel? I mean, I know you're honest, but do you feel pressure sometimes to answer a question a certain way?
I've been lucky enough not to be asked a question, at least on stage or in the interview room, that made me feel the least bit uncomfortable. Now, I don't know if that's just my personality or, you know, what that is, but I am fortunate enough to have a liberal outlook on things. I'm very live and let live. So it tends to, if there, you know, is a question that is very opinionated, I can usually give a well-accepted answer. Whereas, you know, people like, again, Miss California, who happen to be more conservative and have a very strong religious view, that can sometimes come off as offensive. But, you know, so far, definitely the questions on the state level are not nearly as controversial as they are on the national level. So I never really had to deal with a question like gay marriage or socialized health care or, you know, anything of that nature.
Right. That's got to be rough. I mean,
it is.
You know.
And I think most girls that go through interview training, I personally opted not to go through pageant coaching. I didn't want an interview coach. I felt like I, you know, I do have a brain, and when they ask me a question, I'm able to give my honest answer on that, and I don't want anyone to try and steer me in another direction. And most of the time when girls prepare with an interview coach, they really teach you to try and answer everything with a neutral answer. It's not important for you to give your political view, your religious view, etc. They really push for you to answer everything right in the middle. So you don't really have any pros, cons, or otherwise. You just stay very neutral with everything that they ask you. And that's just not who I am.
That
so,
doesn't like that honest. I mean, you know, if you take a, you mean not say your opinion? I mean, that answer neutrally? You there?
Yeah, what's that? Say again.
About answering neutrally? I mean, not. It sounds almost like they're telling you not to say your opinion.
Pretty much. I mean, if it's, you know, a very controversial question, like what was asked during the top five, when you give your straight, honest opinion like Carrie did, you know, you can get a lot of backlash. You know, you're only really going to get, at the most, probably 50%. You know, half the audience is going to agree with you, the other half isn't. Whereas if you give a very neutral answer, both sides can kind of say, well, okay, we don't know exactly how she feels about it, but it was a well-worded answer and she's fair. So they're not saying you can't have an opinion. They just kind of want you to, you know, just be as fair as you can with your answer.
Okay. Well, we have about a minute left, but it's been really good having you on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, I'll talk to you later on Facebook, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much.